We're gonna have one more speaker, and then we're gonna take a bit of an intermission, and then we'll come back and do some more songs and hear some more people talk. Our last speaker before our intermission is the co-host of Friendshipping and the director of Cards Against Humanity, Jen Bain.
Just to clarify, it's community director.
That made me sound so much cooler than I am. So from now on, it's director. No apology necessary. I want to thank you.
Thank you so much to the Nerdalogs for having Trin and I. We host a podcast called Friendshipping, and in a couple weeks, we are launching a Kickstarter to release a set of 30 postcards of funny and nice things to send your friends. Some of them are a little bit awkward. I'm going to read two of them before I dive into my story. The first one is, a postcard isn't the perfect way to say how much you mean to me, but it's a start. And the next one, actually, Trin, do you want to come dramatically read this one?
I would love to.
Okay. It's the...
Thank you.
My handwriting's a little messy, but I think you know the text.
I can do it, yeah. Thank you.
I will never attend your improv show. Because I feel too much secondhand embarrassment. But I want you to know that I support you artistically nonetheless.
So, thank you, Trin. Those plus 28 other postcards available at dofriendship.com in about 2 weeks. Thank you. For now, I'm going to read you my story. Okay. When I was 13, all my friends lived online. LiveJournal, Neopets, and Lord of the Rings message boards. That's how I met people. Some of these friends I still talk to today, but most I remember just by their screen name or avatar. Basically, there are a lot of people out there who have a lot of dirt on me. The internet was my entire social life. So, as you can imagine, my preteen distress when my parents decided that we were taking a vacation to Florida suddenly, something we had not done since I was an infant. Smartphones didn't exist, and we didn't own a laptop, so by day two of the vacation, I couldn't take it anymore. Bypassing the beautiful sunlit beach outside, I marched to the clerk at the front desk to see if there was some computer, any computer, that I could use to get online. The clerk asked me to sign up for a slot, and then she pointed me towards something called the business lounge. The business lounge was a tiny room with one desk, one computer, and one gigantic humming Microsoft computer. I told my unsurprised parents that I was going to check my email while they went to the pool, but I actually just needed to check on my love stories on fanfiction.net. I was barely settled into my quiet sanctuary, just logging online, when a man wearing a suit opened the door. He had a big briefcase and a stack of files under his arm thicker than my entire head. So that's why this place was named the Business Lounge. It was for him. It was for business. Real business. At this point in the story, you may be expecting the man to be rude or to say something shitty to me, but there is no villain in the story, really. The man was certainly startled to see me there, but he recovered. Will you be long in here? He asked, and his tone was polite.
Aww.
Okay, guys, come on. I'm still the protagonist. His tone was polite, and yet I closed out all the tabs on the computer. I stammered an embarrassed apology, and I scampered out like I'd been caught in the CEO's office. My instinct was to flee. I don't know why exactly. I suspect it's because I was 13 and a girl. I was on a dusty computer instead of at the pool like all the normal kids. I was wearing a half-dried bathing suit and a baggy oversized t-shirt, and I was occupying a space that wasn't exactly mine. So I left the business lounge in a hurry. When I got to the pool, my parents were surprised. You're back already? My dad asked, and I muttered that someone came by that needed the room. It was no big deal. I didn't need the computer anyway. That night, my family was leaving our hotel room to take a walk by the beach. When we got to the lobby, my dad gestured I followed him. He was leading me back to the business lounge. It was empty. You signed up to use the computer, he reminded me bluntly. Then he said I didn't need to give the room up for anybody if I didn't want to. He told me he'd check back in an hour, and he left me to my own devices. Have you ever noticed that you don't notice these moments when they're happening? It only occurred to me this year how important this moment was to me. My dad was telling me that it's okay to be here. It's okay that you're not at the pool or that you aren't talking to friends back home on the phone. You can take up space even if you're 13 and a girl, especially if you're 13 and a girl. Thank you.